This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
It is National Volunteer Week, and joining me on the phone is Mark Peace, the CEO of Volunteering Australia. Mark, welcome to Joy Drive.
It's good to be with you.
Mark, let's start first, before we go on to National Volunteer Week. What does Volunteer Australia do?
So Volunteering Australia is the national peak body for volunteering. We are involved in policy advocacy and sector development, all of which sounds a bit boring, but it's those things which are essential to ensuring that the experience of volunteering is all that it can be. It's appropriately protected, it's appropriately resourced, and it's sustainable into the future.
Do we have an idea of what the dollar value is of volunteering to the Australian economy?
It's a great question, and there are a number of estimates out there. They range from about $40 billion up to about close to $300 billion a year. Volunteering is an essential, albeit oftentimes invisible, part of Australia's national workforce. And when you think about the numbers involved, not the dollar numbers, but the numbers of people involved, around about 5 million Australians volunteer their time through organisations and into communities each and every year. And in addition to that, around about 6.5 million Australians volunteer into community, but not necessarily through organisations. And when you think about those numbers, essentially half of the Australian population volunteers to support community and to achieve the aspiration for better tomorrows.
I didn't realise it was that big. I'm wondering, we've got cost of living crisis biting, and many people are, you know, there's also, I suppose, a skilled labour shortage out there. So lots of people are working at the moment. Has that impacted the number of people that are available to volunteer?
It has, yes. And I think that this is where we see a tension between, obviously, community is in need. There is a cost of living crisis, as you quite rightly say. Community need has increased, and the need by extension for volunteers has increased. But equally, volunteers are part of community, and for all of the tensions and the pressures that community feels, volunteers feel as well. And so it is not just the communities in need, but it's the volunteers who serve those communities who are also in need, and that affects the number of volunteers who are able to put up their hand and do the things that they want to do.
We're chatting to Mark Peace, the CEO of Volunteering Australia, as it's National Volunteer Week this week. Mark, tell us about your new report that features the latest volunteering data.
Indeed. So Volunteering Australia has released some data, in fact, today, which talks to the motivations which drive Australians to volunteer. And this is really important because ultimately, we want volunteering to be an experience that people enjoy. And as a consequence of that, communities are well served. And what the data tells us, and perhaps unsurprisingly, is that the majority of Australians who volunteer, volunteer for personal satisfaction and to do something meaningful in community. And as I say, that may not sound surprising, but it's important to understand that, you know, volunteering is a two-way thing. Communities benefit from volunteers, but volunteers benefit enormously through the act of volunteering. And the data reinforces the fact that this is why, overwhelmingly, people volunteer their time. Something else that came from the data is that whilst we saw a precipitous fall in the number of volunteers who were active in community during the worst times of lockdown, in fact, two in every three volunteers stopped volunteering altogether. The numbers have recovered, although they haven't recovered back to pre-pandemic levels. So around about 70% of those who stopped volunteering have returned. But we need more volunteers to come back to volunteering. We need new volunteers to engage in volunteering and, you know, deliver on those aspirations we all hold.
I wonder if anyone's done any data or any research to see whether, you know, volunteering impacts a person's, I suppose, self-worth or their happiness or something like that.
In fact, it does. And Volunteering Australia has done research with the Australian National University to understand the impact of mental health benefits of volunteering, and they are quite profound. And, of course, not just VA and the ANU who have done this research. Research has been conducted both domestically and internationally, which show the profound benefits to that issue of self-worth, the issue of better mental health outcomes, of reducing the really negative and deleterious effects of loneliness. Volunteering profoundly benefits people who volunteer, and it's an important thing to keep in mind.
And of course, you know, here at Joy 94.9, we rely on volunteers, and volunteers are such great people to work with. If someone wants to volunteer their time and they're thinking, you know what, I really want to do something, but I'm not sure what I want to do, where's a good place to start?
A great place to start is in your local community. Look around your community. I mean, volunteering is a one-to-one, one-to-many, very personal activity, and we live within communities, small, large, and at all sizes and all types. And within your community is a great place to start. Additionally, think about the things you're passionate about. Think about the things which you are interested in. Think about your aspirations for your community and for the future, and find organizations which are involved in those things. Additionally, for example, get on to Volunteering Victoria and have a chat with the team there. They will be able to assist with a variety of resources which benefit both volunteers as well as volunteer-involving organizations. The Go Volunteer website is another great place to go to, with lots and lots of opportunities on there. You know, the theme for National Volunteer Week this year is Volunteers are the Change Makers. And it's really true. Volunteers, through their actions, through their activities, profoundly change communities. They change the lives for the better of people within community, and they change their own lives for the better also.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Thank you, Mark Peace, the CEO of Volunteering Australia, as it's National Volunteer Week.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.